Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time is 12 noon, 73 degrees outside. That is our high for the day. Sunny skies for the rest of your Tuesday. The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department has made public video and a picture of the suspect who robbed a Random Lake gas station last month. The video shows the suspect, a man, walking outside the MSM Mini Mart around 1 a.m. August 21st before entering it. The suspect was able to get an employee to open a cash register, allowing him to leave with an unknown amount of money. The video and still photo is posted on the Sheriff's Department's Facebook page, along with our website, WHBL.com. Anyone with information about the robbery or suspect can contact the Sheriff's Department or the county's Crime Stoppers number. A former Sheboygan man is dead after a shooting on Milwaukee's South Side. We get more from Eric Grillert.
This is very, very hard on our family.
The man was found near 8th and Dakota Monday afternoon. Itzela Batsau is the victim's sister.
We don't know anything. Basically, we don't know what happened.
She says her brother, Abilo Smith, moved here a few months ago from Sheboygan to work as a welder. Detectives are investigating while the family asks for anyone with information to come forward. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
So far, no suspects have been arrested. Officials expect to release more details later today. A Sheboygan woman was hospitalized yesterday afternoon as a result of a single vehicle accident which occurred on Lakeshore Road just north of the Sheboygan city limits. The Sheriff's Department said 64-year-old Ka Yang lost control of her SUV, which left the road and hit a mailbox before coming to a stop in the ditch. Yang was taken to St. Nicholas Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. President Obama's plan to have Congress approve military action against Syria following the use of chemical weapons last month seems to have support from the top party leaders in the House. Speaker John Boehner says he hopes others in his party will follow his support.
I'm going to support the president's call for action. I believe my colleagues should support this call for action.
Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said the actions by the Assad regime cannot be ignored.
This is behavior outside the circle of civilized human behavior, and we must respond.
The Senate's Foreign Relations Committee will hear from top Obama administration members during a hearing scheduled for this afternoon. Milwaukee Brewers baseball fans were upset to learn that two monuments at the Miller Park Stadium were spray-painted and defaced over the weekend. A 54-year-old Mukwonago woman was arrested on Sunday, the same day of the incident. WTMJ-TV quoted witnesses as saying that a woman targeted a statue of Major League Commissioner and former Brewers owner Bud Selig. A memorial near home plate was also defaced, honoring the iron workers killed during a construction accident at Miller Park, which delayed the opening of the stadium by a year. Several fans told WTMJ they were angry about the vandalism, and they were hard-pressed to explain to their kids what happened. A Brewer spokesman said cleanup efforts were continuing yesterday. Sheboygan State Delegation is working to keep the expansion of Highway 23 on schedule. Senator Joe Lipom on Sheboygan's Morning News this morning said he was taken by surprise last month when the DOT announced the project was being delayed again.
And I asked numerous times, the governor actually eliminated some language that could have potentially delayed it. We eliminated that. I asked about the progress of 23. They said it's on track. Everything's going good other than the lawsuit. And, you know, then in August, they're telling us it's delayed 5 years. That's unacceptable. We made that known to the secretary, and we're going to continue to push to make sure that that's done in appropriate time.
The project was originally scheduled to be done in 2009, but was delayed until 2015 and is now delayed until 2018.
We said that's unacceptable. They're supposed to come back to us this week or the early part of next week with kind of a relook at the plan. And I'm going to do everything that I can to get it back on schedule for the start in late 14, early 15.
You might be surprised at how much money Wisconsin lottery players throw away. Literally. Raymond Newpert has more.
In the past year, Wisconsin has $2.8 million in unclaimed winnings, and that's not counting unclaimed scratch-off ticket winnings. Wisconsin lottery officials say many players toss out tickets if they don't win jackpots, not realizing there might still be some smaller valued prize for almost hitting the jackpot. Since 1997, Wisconsin lottery officials estimate they have over $50 million in unclaimed winnings. If ticket holders don't claim their prizes in 180 days, that money is applied toward property tax relief. Raymond Newpert, WHBL News.
The start of a new school year today means a renewed focus for motorists to watch for kids walking and biking to school buildings. Sheboygan Police Sergeant Dave Anderson said drivers need to be most aware when around construction zones and at school safety zones regarding speed.
Every school has a school safety zone, and speeds when children are present are 15 miles an hour and not any faster. And that's for the safety of everybody.
Also, Anderson said those taking kids with their vehicle to and from school need to pay attention to where they can park and perform drop-offs and pickups. The busiest times will be when school day begins and ends here in Sheboygan. That's around 8 a.m. and ends around 3 p.m. There is an early release Wednesday at most school buildings at 2 p.m. Also, Sheboygan Area School District Superintendent Joe Sehan says even though increased security at school buildings, a focus of many school districts recently, he encourages parents and community members to take time to check them out.
They're your schools. As I kind of joke, I say, take a recess. Come visit. Go online and see the different programs that are offered at all the schools. And if you're interested in attending, just stop in the office, let them know who you are, and come on in and see our kids in action.
You can contact the local school buildings for more opportunities. Sunny skies, temperatures in the 70s for your forecast this Tuesday as we head on back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL, News Time 1206.